Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. Hey, sister.
Happy Mind Shift Monday, baby.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you too, hon. And welcome to all of you that are listening online at mindshifttalkradio.com, as well as those of you that are tuning in by phone. We thank you for being here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And also, for those of you that are new to the show, I want to say welcome to you. Mindful Talk Radio is a show for you. This show is for everyone that's interested in growing in every area of their lives, whether it's your personal development, your spiritual development, your professional development, you need information on health and wellness, whatever it may be, we discuss it here at Mind Shift Talk Radio. This show is truly designed, and the intent is to create that mind shift, that paradigm shift, that we all need to grow to the next level. So I applaud you all for listening to the show and being so faithful and diligent about your personal development. Yes, every single week. And we ask that you share this information with your friends and your family members, anyone that you know that's in need of a mind shift. Make sure that they're here with Stacey and Sister Big Bones on Monday night. And excuse me for the coughing, sister. I told you I'm going to try my best not to do all this coughing tonight. Because yeah. Mama Stacey is a little under the weather, but we keep the show
going. I can make you a hot toddy later.
I would appreciate that with an extra toddy in it.
Just hold everything else.
Right, hold everything else. I just need the toddy. Yeah, so let's go ahead. Before we get started with this week's show, you know, we're excited every week. We've been having some amazing guests and roundtable guests. Just, oh, my gosh, they're bringing it, like, every single week. And that's the great thing. If you do miss the shows, you can always go back to Mind Shift Talk Radio, check out the replay, download it, play it on your phone, put it on a CD, play it in the car, do whatever you need to do. But we've been having some fired-up guests joining us here. And if you are not following us yet, make sure that if you're listening online on Blog Talk that you hit that follow link, excuse me, so that you can be connected to us every single week. And also, friend us on Facebook. We have our page, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Make sure that you're staying connected, stay plugged in, and join us in these conversations. It's not just about us getting up here talking and just shooting at it. It's about you being involved in the conversation. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear your thoughts and your comments and your suggestions. So definitely stay connected to it. But, sister, let's go ahead and just kind of give them a recap of what happened last week on Mind Shift Talk Radio with our awesome and phenomenal guest, Mr. Mark Anthony McCray. That show was fire last week.
Oh, it so was. He had 8 keys to just overcoming life's challenges and biblical scripture to back him up and support it. My mother called me. She calls after every show when she listens to give me what he said as though I wasn't on the show. So she took copious notes. Just really great.
Wow. It was.
So please
awesome.
Check out the replay if you haven't heard it and you missed it. Just listen and share it. And listen to it over and over and over again. You can listen to it every day if you like, because it's that motivational and very needed and encouraging.
Definitely. Like Sister said, I mean, he shared those 8 keys to overcoming life challenges and to creating that mind shift in your life. And some of the things he shared were like, you know, one, just being comfortable with who you are and knowing who you are. You know, many of us get so caught up in trying to become something else or become someone else, or we're so caught up in the trying part that we forget to, you know, to even take part in the do part of it. You know what I mean? Just being who we are right now in this moment. And so, you know, that was the first step that he talked about. And he shared so much. He shared nuggets about being diligent and about seeking favor. And he stepped on a whole bunch of toes when he talked about changing your associations. And that's always a challenging one to discuss because, you know, many people are not comfortable with changing their sphere of influence and changing their circle, you know, and those friends and family members that you might have to shift a little bit, you know. So that's always a little uncomfortable for some people, but it's necessary.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Right. So definitely, you know, go back and check out the replay, My Shift Talk Radio with Mr. Mark Anthony McCray. And so for tonight, we have another, I mean, I'm excited about this one. I'm really going to be sitting back and listening, which I need to do because I'm coughing too much anyway. But I'm excited to hear what our guest has to say.
Be sure to chime in, too, because you have stuff to add. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will. I will add some stuff. I can share some things from my perspective. But this is another, you know, mind-shifting conversation. And for those of you that may not have read the information that we shared about it, you know, we're really talking about the influence that a woman has on a man's mental and emotional health. And so, this is going to be interesting. Sister, what do you think about the show tonight? Where are we going to go with this? Because you're going to be facilitating this. So where are we going with this?
I think we're going to go there. wherever there is, but just already knowing a variety of opinions regarding the subject. And, you know, responsibility and blame and, you know, all of that. And so I'm certainly looking forward to hearing the folks' perspective and seeing what our folks in the chat room have to say as well. But I think it's going to be a healthy discussion. Promises to be a lively one, particularly several of the panelists I generally have lively discussions with anyway. Be it either on the phone or on Facebook. So, this promises to be interesting. And like you said, folks may not agree. I don't always agree with some of the even stuff I say that, I put out there just to challenge folks. You know, opinions are like booty holes. We all have them. Some of them stink from time to time.
Thank you for that
vision. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome.
I am
so
done.
Yeah. So, and that's how some folks are going to feel after certain comments tonight. So, hey, this would be great.
All right. And for those of you that are, you know, interested in joining in the conversation, you may have a question or a comment that you want to share with our guest panel. Feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206 or ask your question in the chat room. All right, sis, well, let's go ahead and roll with it.
Let's.
I'd like to first have
everyone introduce themselves, and I'd like to start with Rochelle since she's calling from the farthest away.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rochelle, and I'm a friend of Stacy's. I've been knowing Stacy forever.
Too long.
my whole life. We grew up together, and I'm just glad that she asked me to be a guest on her show, and I'm excited to get to talking and shifting minds.
We are so glad to have you. Thank you for joining us. Next, Pamela.
Hi, I'm Pamela. I'm from Maryland, and I've known Juanita for about 9 years, and I've done lots of speaking events for her. So it's been a pleasure to know her all these years.
The pleasure's been all mine. Thank you. And D.A.?
Good evening, ladies. My name is D.A. Sims. I am the owner of D.A. Sims.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Professional Farrier Services and Strictly Based Studios in Sumter, South Carolina. And I am looking forward to a tremendous discussion here this evening with women about women and their effects on us men.
I don't know, but his voice makes you want to throw some dollar bills.
I did not catch that. What?
she said, where does she put her dollar bills? That's what she said. No, that's
Juanita knows.
Don't go there. Don't.
Yeah, we don't go there. I'm just saying.
That's another show.
You don't want to have that kind of influence here tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all are right at home and fitting in already.
And I just heard Pam said she was nervous. Didn't she say she was nervous?
Yeah.
That voice is soothing. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh, watch it, Pam.
Look at that. We're making connections on my ship. We're making connections here. I like this.
She's one of my friends on Facebook. Y'all can friend each other later.
Oh my gosh!
So tonight, as Stacey talked about, we're talking about just the influence that women have on men and the males in their lives. Because we hear so often, behind every good man is a great woman, and women are really quick to stand up and take credit for that. You know, be it that they raised them or that they were married to them or dated them or whatever, really quick to take credit for that. But I would pose there that, okay, well then, who's behind the bad men?
Nobody.
Would really? Explain.
The bad men have a tendency to push the good women who would otherwise change them away.
Amen.
Okay. And I've seen this with my peers and my friends who have, you know, I don't know what their mindset is, what their motivation was for turning that corner and becoming something that they should not have been. But several of my friends have had experiences with wonderful women, strong women, you know, encouraging women, nurturing women, and whether it is from bad advice, trying to keep up with their peer group, or a substance that robs them of judgment, they tend to push those ladies away from them, therefore making them bad men and having no female support.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
Now, I mean, just so you can answer this for me, what about the, and I'm going to just be very blunt, what about the trifling women who have no respect for other women who are good to these men and influence these men to go an opposite way? What's driving that train?
Wait, trifling women exist? Oh, surely you jest.
But, I mean, you have really good women out here who are disrespected by other women who have no respect for one themselves and one for other women, so they intentionally target men who are with somebody already. And so what drives these men to feel that tainted or that tempted to walk away from something that's good?
Can we really
blame the woman for that? I mean, in my opinion,
not really.
Man, he's the one who's in the relationship with you. So he has to have, you know, the balls, per se, to say no.
Literally.
I agree, but that's what I'm trying to feel. You know, he's speaking on his peers, so I want to know what's in the man's, the state of mind of a man who feels so compelled and tempted by such a woman. So where is his mindset then if he has this great thing at home? And, yes, that's tainting her, but then she's going to turn around and have those walls up for the next man. So you have a vicious cycle that's going on there. So really, to me, it does start with what the respect that a man's going to have for this woman who is doing good for him.
And, D.A., before you respond to Pamela's inquiry, just want to remind everyone that you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio tonight with our host and founder, Stacey Emery, and I am half of the Mind Shift crew. I'm Juanita, Sister Big Bones. Warren, about to tell you my name is Dr. Ayo, and our other half and partner in crime is Dr. Ayo Kadar. And D.A., we know you don't speak for all men, but fortunately or unfortunately, however you probably view it as fortunately, you're holding it down with a panel full of women tonight. So please
element,
respond.
I am in my element, Sister B.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised by very strong women. My father was there, but he was more of a disciplinary and in a provisional capacity, more than a nurturing capacity. So when a man takes, when he wants to go in another direction from the solid woman he had, that's a decision that he made, because men generally want what they want and can't have. It's a conquering mentality that we have, and it's some say it's instinctual, you know, to perpetuate the species. And I say baloney. I say that's garbage, but that's the excuse that is used, because they can get some things from home, but they can get other things from the other woman. If they have a good woman at home and they go and they say, you know, this, that, or the other, and they go to, you know, they hatchet face over here and say, look, this is what I need to happen, and she does it, you know, he thinks that's all world, and he can go tell his boys about her. He can't discuss his home life with them, because that's protected, that's holy ground. And eventually that particular situation is going to overrule the solid foundation that this lady has laid for him at home. So, you know, those are the type of things, these trifling women that come in, they know they can get this man. They know the ones they can get.
Well, but let's be honest, all women are not laying solid foundations at home. Yes, there are women that are taking care of business at home, holding it down and being whatever it is, you know, that they need to be to either their spouse or their significant other or their boo thing, whatever. But there are also those women who are not. You know, they do just like men do. They do a bait and switch. You know, you think you're getting this wonderful woman, and then when you get her home, she's nothing but, or everything but, that wonderful woman. She's not the one that was doting on you and doing all these things for you before and making sure your needs were met, or mild and mild tempered. She is this chick that's, you know, rolling her neck and eyes and going off and not doing anything that she did before.
Exactly.
So all women aren't taking care of home.
No, I'm talking about the ones who are, in fact. Dude, the question was, you know, what happens to men when that type of woman comes in to undermine the good woman at home? And that was, you know, specifically what I was responding to, but you are absolutely right. Some women you get, a man gets, and he intends to take this woman and build a life and build a family and build an empire with his queen beside him, and she turns out to be, you know, not worthy of even being a concubine. So, you know, it's very disappointing to the kings in the world to when they are faced with such things, and it is depleting to the mind, because you're in that. Once you say I do, a lot of times you're done. You know, that's where we're at, you know. You say you do, okay, you're done, until you make the decision that you are going to change this.
Well, and to that end, because what also happens is, so you get the man that has experienced this trifling, if you will, woman at home. And then he leaves that situation, and now all subsequent women after her have to pay for it.
In a lot of cases, and it is unfortunate that those particular women have to pay the price. They have to walk such a chalk line, and he's literally gunning for them, waiting to see. See there? I see there. I knew it. And then he's gone without giving things their proper time, without letting that lady be a lady, because there are certain there are certain characteristics that are indicative just to women, and most women exhibit these things, as do most men exhibit a lot of the same things. A lot of us have the same habits, and when a woman is burned by a man, they're gunning for that man. Just like, and these men are gunning for the next woman. You know, things are going to be different. Instead of looking at that woman and taking her on her own merits and working with her to find the individual within her personality and within her, you know, in her character, and passing on the things that are just characteristic of women.
Oh, that was its own station ID right there.
Okay.
I know, right?
That was me trying to reboot into the chat room.
I do want to jump in on the conversation because DA, I know you're sharing a lot of good points, and I want to go back to where we initially started with this conversation, because initially when we decided to have this topic, as just the big one said, you know, so many women are quick to take the credit for, you know, being that woman to quote, to stand behind a quote unquote good man, but you don't hear about the women that negatively affect those individuals that we consider to be not so good men. I hate to say bad, but I'll say not so good because, you know, I mean, everyone would have their own definition of what bad means. It's going to mean something different to me versus to Nita and so forth like that. So I want us to go back to that, you know, really going back to the beginning and the basics, which would be even going back to the parenting. And we talked about the influence, whether it's the mother or the aunt or whomever it may be, sister. You know, we talked about how usually there's a woman behind, you know, the broken man, per se. And I know for me personally, I remember, you know, you guys were just talking about being in a relationship where you're trying to date someone and you have to pay the price for what someone else has done before. I know I've even witnessed it firsthand in a relationship where, you know, the individual that I was dating had a really hard time with trust and abandonment issues. And the reason for that was because his own mother had left him at a young age. And then he was raised by an aunt that had to leave, and then a grandmother that had to leave. So for him, every woman, every strong woman that he admired or that he respected would leave at some point. And so that carried on even into the adult years when he finally would be in real relationships, that he just expected that woman to leave. And so you can see how that would definitely cause a challenge in the relationship, especially for the woman in the relationship that wants to be there, but you're spinning your wheels trying to prove to this man that you're going to be there. And then, you know, I'm wondering, how do we get beyond that? You know, one thing we've talked about on the show before is counseling. I think we're all advocates of counseling on this show about how necessary it is to be able to do that, but it's almost taboo in our community, basically. So what do you guys think about the effects of counseling, or what else do you think would need to take place for, you know, us to be able to rebuild? You know, we have to be those strong women, obviously, to help build our men up, but what are some things that we can do to help nurture them or guide them through that process?
This is where me and Juanita had a, you know, I was telling her, my problem is I think we're losing who needs to take responsibility. I think a part of, a huge part of society is that we refuse to take responsibility for ourselves, or a great majority of people. I think if you hit and you reach a certain level of autonomy where you really get to know you and you can love you and you can embrace you, anything that you bring in and exude out is going to be healthy. But I think first and foremost, if you don't have and you don't take that responsibility to take care of yourself, there is no way in the world you will ever have anything healthy. And so I think we as a society need to stop making excuses and pointing the finger when we need to sometimes start looking at ourselves to make these changes. After 18, all that stuff that, you know, if you're having issues with abandonment and all that, that's when you have to take responsibility for yourself and say, hey, I need counseling, in which it is very taboo. Most people think, oh, I can't have a clearance because if I go to counseling, or I can't have this, or it seems like, you know, somebody's going to think I'm crazy if I go to counseling. Mm-hmm. We all need it. We all really need it. But it's a matter of taking that responsibility. That's number one that we don't do. Or that most people don't do. I mean, I know some people do if they're forced to, but it shouldn't be forced. Because if it's forced, then it's not something that you're going to really want. You have to want it.
Definitely.
And you have to want healthy. So, I mean, until you really and truly want healthy, I don't care how much that woman is trying to help that man who is broken, he's going to stay broken until he's willing to take responsibility and help himself.
Hmm. All right. Rochelle, what are your thoughts about that?
I know. I was going to say I actually agree with what she's saying because it takes, I think it takes the individual, and then once the individual gets to their, you know, breaking point, then they want to possibly seek counseling, seek some sort of help to make that change, so that they can go on to have, you know, a healthy relationship and stop blaming others.
Right.
It starts with the individual. But some people, you know, have their, you know, aha moment sooner than others. But,
no, I agree.
Again, it's all when, you know, that particular individual has had enough and wants to see a change in their lives and, you know, in the relationships that they have.
All right, and I agree with Pam about I agree with Pam about having to take responsibility at some point and saying, okay, enough is enough already. And it happens for some of us sooner than later. Sometimes it takes a while for people to get to that point. Sometimes it's not until you experience great loss before you get to that point where you say, wow, it's time for me to do something different. But also, even with that being said, we know that at some point that man has to take responsibility. But even starting back from childhood, I think there's still a responsibility for, you know, for us that are responsible for raising these men.
And then
you go back to them being children. We have to take our part. You know, we have to take some responsibility at that point.
And that still has a double entendre with it because you can have two men or two young boys grow up in the same house, a very healthy house, and they can turn out two different ways. One can become an abuser,
true,
alcoholic, crack addict. The other one can be a very successful, good husband. Come from the same house, nothing changed, but it's just the way that they start to see themselves. Something might be lacking, and if a parent thinks that they have done every single thing, given every single thing, is they're going to have that, taking that responsibility once they hit a certain age. And when all else fails, if a man really want to know how to be a man and how to treat a woman and vice versa, go to the Bible because it tells you. All else fails, everybody, I hope, can read for the most part. If you reach a certain level and you feel inquisitive about what you should be, the good book got you.
The Book of Proverbs.
Well, go ahead now. Go on. Look at y'all. The Bible is always
because you get
in
your mentorship out of church. I mean, I just really feel like worst case, if you are a woman who don't know what to do and how to raise your kids, them in the church, they will get the message.
But we have to be careful there because there are a lot of churches that are hurting people. There are a lot of churches where people have gone for solace or salvation or protection, and the churches have not protected them. They have harmed them. So we have to be careful in that part. But to what Stacey was saying, and kind of where I fall in on this spectrum is, in terms of women, our responsibility to the boys, to the children, when they are children, and even before they're children, because and I am the advocate of the person that says behind, you know, everything that's wrong with a man, you can trace to some woman, and I say that particularly because if he's, watch it now, because if his daddy's trifling or no good father, you slept with that man, and I'm taking it where you chose to sleep with this man. I am removing instances of molestation and rape from this equation, but when you chose to procreate with this gentleman, this dude, this fella, you know, these were the choices you've made, and my point is that we have to take responsibility for our actions long before we bring that child into the world. You know, so if it's that he didn't have a positive male figure, well, was that male positively when you were figuring him in? You know, like was he positive to begin with? And that's our responsibility as women. And women, we are the only ones who birth life. You know, and true enough, we cannot create it on our own. That we do have to have a deposit for. You know, but
we
are the. You're welcome. But we are the carriers and givers of life. So, and children learn kind of or what they see around them. You know, so if And we're not necessarily always cognizant of such. And Stacy made a mention in the pre-show, talked about, you know, just raising her son to be the type of man she would desire. And I've seen that work well for some boys, and I've seen it work in reverse where the mothers has made that boy be a man long before he was ready and do the things that her man should be doing because she didn't have one.
Right.
So, and
I'm
going
to hear DA's thoughts about it, too, just because I hear DA over there, we get to him, just really quick, we'll just let our listeners know you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's just a Big Bones Warren. And tonight we're discussing the influence and the role that a woman plays in the mental and emotional health of a man. And so we're saying behind every broken man, is there really a broken woman? And, DA, I know you're over there just, So what are your thoughts about what we've been saying?
Your thoughts are on point, and Sister B will tell you that this is one of the few times she's ever heard me be quiet because everything that she has said is has been, everything that you guys have said has been on point. We must understand that men will listen to women. Our first experience in life, the first place we go is to our mother's chest. That's where they lay us as babies. Mm-hmm. Okay? Our first experience was with a woman. When we start to grow, the nurturers to most men are their mothers, their grandmothers, their aunts, their older cousins, their sisters, their women, the women that they have in their lives. And they are going to listen to, whether it be verbal, whether it is being said to them directly or indirectly. Men are going to listen and adhere to the women in their lives. I was raised by very, very strong women, so I know what it's like to listen to women, and there have been many instances in my life where, when I listened to my women, I did well, or better than I expected. When I did not heed my women, I did not do as well or worse than I expected. So we must take into account that this goes into adulthood as well. When a man grows up, taking into account the gentleman who had the trust issues, where his influential women kept leaving him, that boy is there most of a man's life. We seek approval from women. As men, we go to women for strength because that is the first, that is, a woman is the first strength, that arm that held us, that heartbeat that we heard against our mother's chest, that was the first comfort that we got, is from a woman. So we believe women when women say things to us. And when they leave us, that boy that is within every man is crushed. When they lie to us, when they do, you know, ugly things to us, we start to crumble as men. So from a man's perspective, when a woman does not do honorable things, when she does not nurture him, men need nurturing our whole lives.
Definitely.
Men need care, the care of women, for our entire lives. This is fuel to us. This gives us a basis to get up in the morning, whether it be our wives, our girlfriends, our, you know, our best friends. A woman in every man's life that he has grafted onto, at least one.
Definitely. And that's why I made the comment, not to take anything away from what Pam was saying about how a man has to take responsibility. I definitely agree with that. I just made the comment about even from childhood, because as you can see, there is an influence there. And, I mean, this show, come on, this show is Mind Shift Talk Radio. It's about paradigm shifts, and we know that our paradigms and our perspectives are framed based on the things that we grew up seeing, our environment, the things we heard, the things that were told to us about ourselves. You know, that frames our perspective. And so, you know, that perspective, that paradigm is going to determine every outcome, you know, how we treat people in relationships, how we pursue our own desires, our own careers, how we raise our own children. You know, you guys have probably seen that email. It came out several years ago. It always comes around like every year around Mother's Day, you know, about the woman with the ham and or the turkey or something like that. It comes around Thanksgiving when the girl asks, you know, why do we always put this turkey in this pan this way and cut the ends off? And the mom's like, I don't know, my mom always did it. And then they called grandmama, and grandmama, why did you always cut the ends off the ham or the turkey whenever you put it in the pan? And she's like, because it didn't fit, you know. And then so the mom was thinking, right, you know, that's the only way to get in the pan. There's no reason to do that anymore, but we still do it, right? And
yeah.
The same thing we're talking about here is that, yes, at some point there has to be some responsibility on the man's side, but we have to really pay attention to the things we're doing now. And Sister Big Bones, you know, you made the comment about me and my son. You know, I'm very open, you know, even on Facebook and talking to friends and family about the things that we do together. For me, it's so important to have a close relationship with him and to show him, you know, how he should treat me. You know, and I thank God for even my significant other that teaches my son how he should treat a woman and how to respect a woman. I mean, that is just a godsend in itself, you know, to have that. But also, you know, my son is 7 years old. I'm already teaching him how to wash dishes, how to do laundry, you know, how to clean up around the house. And it's not that I'm trying to make him a man before he's a man. It's just that these are things he needs to know now and he needs to understand. I think these things have to be ingrained in him now, because I say it all the time, I'll be darned if I raised my son to be some lazy, incompetent, selfish, arrogant person that will raise hell in someone else's life. I refuse to say that, okay, for the years that I had to mold him and develop him, that I sent him out to make him a burden on another woman. You know, at the end of the day, he is going to make his own choices, yes. He has to be responsible on his own. You're right. You know, you guys are all right. That he's going to decide, you know, what he wants to do and who he wants to be. But at least I think as mothers, we need to know that we at least did our part. Now, of course, we're not going to be perfect. We have our own hiccups. Hey, counseling, I'm all for it. You know, have my own issues. But at least to know that we're doing our best. You know, we're doing our best to raise strong men. And there's only so far, there's only so much that we can do, because at the end of the day, regardless of what I teach my son, I can't teach him to be a man because I'm not a man. You know, mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can nurture my son. I can teach him how to comfort a woman and how to be affectionate towards a woman. And that's where I was going with that comment about what responsibility and what role do we play. You know, and we see this. You guys have just given examples about how we see this play out as they grow into men, as they grow in adulthood. We see these things come out. And, D.A., I loved it. D.A., I loved it when you said it. You know, that boy is still there in every man. Just like that young girl that has issues is still in every woman. You know, it's just a matter of her identifying this young girl and saying, okay, it's time for this young girl to grow up and catch up with me. It's the same thing for a man. But I think the problem comes when there's a young boy there and this man that is crying for attention. He's crying to be helped in some kind of way. But there's a battle. There's a battle between the man and the boy, because the man doesn't want to acknowledge that that boy is still there. And that goes back to pride and everything like that. So that's why it's important for us to have you on the show, DA, to hear a man's perspective, because I think a lot of it has to do with pride, you know, just like, okay, this is affecting my manhood. I can't admit that these issues are there.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why we don't see so many men embracing counseling.
Right. Well, and that's part of being a man. That's part of what we were taught being a man was. You handle your own problems. You take care of your own business. You don't bring anybody else into the inner circle or the inner sanctum of your mind. You're a man. This is what you're supposed to do. And it has been the downfall of many men who have otherwise been successful in whatever they were endeavored to do.
Definitely. I agree. Rochelle, I'm sorry you're there. I've been talking and we've all been sharing. Did you have any thoughts about anything we've shared so far?
Yeah. I've had to have my phone on mute. My four-legged child is in rare form right now. So, I'm here. But I just want to piggyback off of what. Sorry, I forgot your name. The only gentleman on this call. What he was saying.
He'd rather be called the man.
The man.
Right. Or maybe it was Stacy. Forgive me, I'm a little scatterbrained right now. But you were what you were saying as far as it being I think it was basically what both of you were saying. But I do think that it goes back to the mother, whomever or whatever female it is that happens to raise a boy and help him to become a man. I can say, firsthand that one of my former partners had issues with definitely Ooh. had mommy issues, and emotionally he was very hard to deal with when it came time for us to go our separate ways, because in my opinion, it was things that his mother did to him that caused him to react, emotionally. I'm trying to be PC here.
This adult radio, this grown folks radio, as Stacy would say.
All of us grown over here.
Right. But he acted in a way where that I felt that, it was very feminine. His choices were those of a female, and I think that if his mother would have allowed his dad to step in and do the job that he was there to do, that I would not have, had the issues that I had when it was time for us to go our separate way. And it even caused issues within our relationship, because there were trust issues a lot, because his mother was a very suspicious person, so he was always very suspicious of, some of the things that, some of the choices that I would make. So I do think that we as women, we definitely play a role in how men
turn out to be
men. Huh?
Everything you said, he took back to his mother to ask what she thought.
Oh yeah, she played a huge role in our relationship. She actually wasn't that fond of me, because I was very opinionated. And I always remained, respectful, but, some of the things that she would tell him, I would get him to think about. And then, that caused a rift between us, and eventually,
Because you're not supposed to challenge anything mama says.
Well, but the mother should be woman enough, like, especially in marriages, that whole leave and cleave thing. If your son is not leaving, push him away. And see, and that again, that's the whole, that's the woman you can attribute that to. That, let him go from your breast, okay? Let him go. he got
right.
Some new boobies now. Let him go. Okay? But so often mothers are hesitant and reluctant and fight tooth and nail for that son and his attention and his affection, keeping him from his mate or his girlfriend or his wife, instead of pushing him out.
That's the
question. Well, and instead of pushing him out to be that for whatever reason. For I know husbands that do more for their mothers than they do for their wives, because their mothers constantly ask, "Can you do this?" And they'll take care of their mother's house before they take care of their own home, and that's not supposed to be the case. And that mother should not be encouraging such, because it's not a competition.
Right.
And mothers that compete with the wives, that's a counseling issue as well. The book says a man should leave his home and cleave to one wife. Okay, he left you. He left. He didn't. He's not supposed to have you under his under his watchful eye at 24/7, and you're not supposed to make it difficult for him to make the choice whether or not to take care of his wife and family or to come and tend to you. You know, as a mother, you have overstepped yourself when he gets a wife. And if he does not back you up, then his manhood is in question, in my opinion.
Wow, okay.
Mama, now mama, you don't have to be ugly, you don't have to disrespect mother. This is my wife. This is my home now. I'm gonna take care of you, but
well, some men might have a problem stepping up and saying that, and it also goes back to that inner fight between the boy and the man.
Right.
Great point, Rochelle, but let me stop you right there and just remind everybody that you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio tonight with our host, Stacey Emery, and I am Sister Big Bones. Okay, go ahead, Rochelle.
It some men can't stand up to their mother for whatever reason, but it goes back to the way that they were raised when they were boys, and they do have that problem speaking up to their mothers, and they don't, because I don't know, maybe it's a fear of rejection, or you know, they still see themselves as being a boy and they don't want to, you know, make their mother upset. Maybe their mother was possibly abusive verbally, and they don't want to, you know, dredge that up. So they do have a problem speaking up to their mother. And then so what do? They go out and they get women who are less vocal and will just pretty much go with what, you know, with he with their plan, the mother and the man's plan.
And most men look at it as they take not disrespecting their mother, you know, to the extreme. Well, I can't say that. I can't disrespect my mama. You don't have to disrespect your mother. You sit your mama down and you talk to mama. You talk to her calmly. You don't get into a shouting match with your mother. You don't use profanity with your mother. But you make your point to your mother. You have to. These are things, and I speak from experience. You know, not so much recently, but you know, there is going to be a time in every man's life where he is going to have to say something to his mother, his grandmother, his aunt, somebody about minding his business. And because these women, and it's classic that you're going to hear this, I raised you. I'm your mama, emphasis on yo. And that tends to back most men up because that's how they feel. I'm disrespecting my mother. But you have to push through that, not disrespect your mother, and make your statements and make your point heard.
Wow.
All righty, guys.
I want to hop in
for 1 second, if you guys don't mind. I'm sorry, I think I cut someone off, but I just wanted to pop in for 1 second because I noticed that we have a caller that's been in the queue for some time waiting to get on. So I'm going to go ahead and bring our caller on. We have Wanda joining us. Wanda, welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
It's Wanda from the Big A, and only sis will get there.
Oh, Lord. Wanda Faye.
Yes. I don't know where to start because y'all have touched on so many things that I just was sitting here just, being a mother of three young men myself, who are the ages of 19, 21, and soon to be 24 now, I also think that behind every good or bad man, there is a woman that has something to do with that. Whether it be the mother or as you all have been saying tonight, a trifling woman. But just to reiterate some of the points that were made earlier, I agree with the latest point that Dee was making, you know, because about the man needing to, you know, stand up to his mother, because when I was married, the brief time that I was married, that was the it was the most problematic part of the marriage was he was a mama's boy, you know, and wouldn't put mama in her place. So mama wanted to run her house and our house, too, and it just wouldn't work. But one thing that I tell my boys as it relates to a woman, I don't necessarily harp on how to treat a lady, but what I tell them, just how to treat people in general, regardless of who they are, you know, if you to respect them, to honor them, you know, but first you have to love and respect and honor yourself. Carry yourself in a manner that you would be proud of, and it prompts you to do other people like that as well.
Absolutely.
At least that's what I'm hoping. I'm still testing the theory. Time will tell. But I also instill in them that if you can't help them, leave them alone. If you meet a woman or a young lady and you can't add any value to her life, keep moving. There's plenty more out there. You know, just don't. You know, because there are a lot of us walking around with baggage, you know, from stuff, like you said, that that happened, what somebody else did, and we carry it on over to the other relationship. But then also I want to talk about the there are some of us that allow these men to be sorry men and perpetuate that cycle. You know, and they speak it out sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and they go from one, if the one, you know, when one gets full of it, he goes on to the next one that will accept that crap. I think we have to raise our standards as to what's acceptable and what's permissible, whether it be in a relationship or what have you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, Rhonda, I appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts with us. That last piece that you just said is actually, that could be a whole nother show, to be honest with you. But I'm thankful that you brought that point up because I do want our guests to discuss that. So thank you for calling us tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you for having me. Bye, sis.
Thanks, Rhonda. Bye.
Hey, one.
So what are your thoughts, guys, about that piece? Because that's the part that we didn't even get to touch on tonight, and I think we can even have that. Like I said, that could be another show, but that's still something we can address in this point because it goes back to what Pam said about the responsibility piece. It goes back to everything we've tried. It kind of sums it all up, that there's still a role that we play even now in terms of what we accept in regards to their behavior and to the responsibility piece. So what do you guys think about what Rhonda just said at the end?
I'm going to be single for a long time.
Listen,
my standards are high. My standards are high for a reason because I'm not going to just settle.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's
value myself and my expectations of myself at this point. I can have a show all by myself on my life, and I have done that, and I've never changed who I was as a woman. I might have gotten rid of toxic men, but I've never changed who I was. I just raised my standards. And now my standards are so high, I just feel like at this point I'm not going to settle. I simply refuse because I know my own value, my personal value. So I'm not going to perpetuate no kind of cycle any longer. At some point, that's where I said you have to take responsibility for yourself and what it is that you want. And I think as long as you don't lose yourself in going into relationships and you always have that value in yourself, you'll know what you want. So, and I'm not in the business of making a man. If he's not a man when I have him, he don't need to be my man.
Or raising one. Come on, Prince.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that reminds me of a comment. I remember a friend of mine from years ago, she said, I am so tired of people thinking I'm the Maytag repair shop. I don't have time to keep fixing men. So if he's not fixed by the time he gets here, then he got to go. She said, I'm done doing repairs. And you know, we cracked up, but it I mean, that's a strong statement to make. It's true, you know. And I guess that's where the challenge comes when you have these discussions is where do you draw the line? Because I personally feel like, you know, there's no one that has it all together. There's going to have to be some repair. There's going to have to be some things that need to be corrected. No one's 100% where we would like them to be. So where do you draw that line in terms of saying, okay, I'm going to stay there and I'm going to work this out with him, or no, he has all these issues and I'm not even going to be there. Where do you draw that line? Where do you determine, like, enough is enough already?
Well, you know, I think I'm very much a relationship advocate. I'm a marriage advocate. I mean, I believe in the sanctity of marriage, but it still goes back. I really feel like at this point I'm completely, I've probably reached my highest autonomy. So, but my adjustment would have to be letting someone else in my life. That's where that adjustment with me, where I will probably have to learn how to reshift my own thinking again, because I'm very independent-minded. Until I get into a relationship, then I know I have to adjust to somebody else's quirk. But you don't really know that. So we learn what our problems really become when you start to have to commingle together in one house. I mean, right now I can say I'm very whole, and I really am. I'm very independent. I don't really, I don't need a man. I would want one, but I don't need one to live. But I'm also in a place in my life where I want a man to be a man and know his place, because I know my place. But I'm still going to have to learn how to adjust to him, and he's going to have to learn to adjust to me. I don't care whether we both two whole people, we're still going to have to learn how to be whole together. And I think that's a really missing link in a lot of relationships. They tend to run when times get hard, as opposed to saying, you know what, I'm going to stay and make this work, and I can hopefully build onto something and say, okay, but this is what I love about this person, even though this is what I hate about them. Because you might hate the way somebody breathes sometimes, but you have to learn to find that compromise for what it is that you are really looking for that's going to, you know, fill in the gap that, you know, that you lack.
Definitely.
You have to compromise one another.
Yeah, you're going to have to compromise. Everybody, if you can be completely whole and not have no baggage, no problems, but you don't know what your quirks are until you live with somebody.
My great-grandmother once said, this is response to Wanda's last statement, if women stand up and be women before a man, he has no choice but to be a man. And that is how I was raised, you know. And then Stacey, you made the statement about the where do you draw the line with working with someone? You listen to that person first in the initial stages of the relationship, because they will tell you how they are. They will tell you the things, the foundational things that you need to know about them in conversation. Then if the foundation is solid and you get into the relationship and you see where, okay, I can work with this, I can work with this, I can't work with this, I can't work with this, you make your list. And if that list of not working with is longer than the list of I can work with, then you need to make your exit.
Call red flags.
Say it again.
I said it's called red flags.
Right. But it's just being a man, when you go to a woman, you need to have a plan in place. You don't just walk around out here with your mind in a fog. When you approach a woman, and because it's not a man walking that is seriously looking for a life mate, who is going to approach that woman. He knows something about you before he approaches you. And he has heard or learned something about you. So he's not going, if he's serious about you, he's not going to come to you and say, let's do this, and not have something in place if he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these boys who have come of age, they will approach you with various things, but that, here again, goes back to upbringing and how they were nurtured as children.
I appreciate you guys. I hate to cut in now, but I have to say I appreciate you guys even being here with us tonight. I know we're coming up to the end of the hour, and you guys have all shared some very interesting points and some very valuable points as well. Definitely, you know, we talk about the show, we talk about the mind shift that's necessary, and clearly we all agree with every statement that was made, but I can say that I feel that we have all grown as a result of this conversation, and we're able to see things a little differently. And I do want to say thank you to Wanda for calling in. I want to say thank you to everyone that was in the chat room tonight.
Yeah.
Chris Gloss, Ann McDonald, Pamela was in there, and we had a few guests in there. And guests, I have to remind you, make sure you're creating a profile.
that you can join in on the conversation with us. But thank you to everyone on our panel that was here tonight. Again, join us on Facebook. If you want to reach out to anyone that was on the show, if you want to hear the replay, you can do that at mindshifttalkradio.com. But make sure you're plugged in and you're connected with us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And make sure that you're sharing this information with your friends and your family, everyone that's in need of a mind shift. You guys have an amazing, phenomenal, and blessed week. And we hope that you'll join us next week as well in the chat room. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.